This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues Wednesday. Protesters demanding conviction are attempting to sway the jury with loudspeakers and boisterous comments. Many law experts say the prosecutors failed to deliver a case the jury can convict on. Journalist David Webb on Fox News says he's seen this mob mentality before.
I saw this in Ferguson. I was there the night the verdict came down outside the police station and the firehouse. And throughout the trial, they did the same thing in St. Louis. They tried to turn the jury. Good jurors won't go for this. Yeah. Good jurors have the law.
The House will vote Wednesday on a resolution that both censures Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and strips him of two committee assignments. Gosar is facing censure for his posting of a cartoon video on his Twitter and Instagram accounts showing the death of Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and attacking President Biden. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Although the border is wide open to anyone wanting to enter the United States, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas says the fault lies on a broken border system.
Our immigration system is broken.
That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Mayorkas testifying that the Biden administration is doing what they can to handle the border crisis. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, disagrees.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The Texas senator also asking if President Biden has been to the border, to which Mayorkas said no. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Be sure to visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
As Border Patrol agents on horseback trying to protect our border from the mass influx of illegal immigrants entering from Mexico, we're slandered by the Biden administration and mainstream media as whipping children. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee questioned Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas Tuesday on Capitol Hill.
What about the issue with your Border Patrol agents recently being accused by some folks in the media of whipping illegal immigrants, when in fact they were not?
The independent investigation will determine the facts, and those facts will drive the outcome.
It should be noted the Inspector General will not investigate the incident. Former Acting ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News Mayorkas is lying to Congress.
I watched the hearing, and I saw the Secretary of Homeland Security under oath lie to members of the Senate at least six or seven times, and I counted and I wrote them down. And the question about the Horse Patrol, how dare he say independent investigation? When that video came out, He said he saw no problem at first. Then afterwards, he followed the mantra of the media saying he was appalled by the video. He did one interview. He says he can't believe Border Patrol weaponized horses against children. But then he says it's an independent investigation. You got the president, vice president, the secretary of Homeland Security made their judgments already. And they said it on national media. And they expect an independent investigation by the very same people that work for the secretary. You know, it was a ridiculous concept, but he lied.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got James Hurston, yes, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, doing terrific. It's getting all ready for Thanksgiving, the whole deal. I think maybe we ought to do what the early pilgrims did and just have a communal affair here with the cost of this Thanksgiving. I mean, they're saying it's going to be the costliest Thanksgiving in decades. That might be the case. So, hey, might be a good reason to get the entire neighborhood together. You bring a leg, you bring part of the breast, somebody bring mashed potatoes, and we'll just have a communal event. Why not, huh?
No, it makes sense. In a way, it's what I call brandonomics. Because
yes.
Of brandonomics, I'm doing this wonderful artistic carving of spam. We're going to make spam into a turkey because it's all we can afford for Thanksgiving.
Well,
the spirit of Thanksgiving is important. It's the season of gratitude. And despite all of the evil that surrounds us, there's so much we can be grateful for.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and this is why it's Thanksgiving. It starts with an attitude of gratitude. And you think about the pilgrims over 400 years ago when they got together with the people that were there, the indigenous people, and had the first Thanksgiving. And, they made the most of what was available, right?
Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting that you refer to them. I mean, we're all getting into using politically correct terms. We're not supposed to use the term,
Indians or whatever.
Indians, yeah. Or braves or, and we have to call them indigenous people. But I think the more modern term is better, casino-owning Americans. And they're very grateful.
Yeah, they are. And they're probably the only ones that can afford turkeys, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
God bless them. But, like you said, I mean, it really is a time for us, because it sets up the season of where we're heading. I mean, we're heading into a season of Advent, a season of Christmas. The greatest gift that was ever given to humanity was born on Christmas Day, as we remember. And this is all part and parcel of this season. And maybe it taps down a little bit, James, the consumeristic perspective that America has held so dearly all these years.
Well, yeah, the secularization of the season that we're talking about is as we head into Advent and head into the second highest Christian holiday in the world, another miracle we consider the highest Christian holiday to be Easter, but certainly the second is the celebration of the Nativity that we call Christmas. And you're right, it has been over the years secularized, and our godless culture that wants to take God out of everything has tried its best to remove God from the incarnation of God's celebration of the Nativity, of when God chose a mother Mary, the Blessed Mother, to come into the world through. And that's what Christmas celebrates. I know that some people, celebrate on a different day. Some of the Orthodox churches celebrate a couple of weeks later. There are people who say, well, it shouldn't even really be in December. It really doesn't matter. It's been a part, particularly a part of American culture, and people of all faiths, ethnicities, people from all over the world would come to this country, and one of the greatest things they found here was this shining light in the middle of winter, and all of the various traditions that America has had, which are basically exhibited in the golden age of Hollywood, in the kind of movies and music that are associated with Christmas, because Christmas it was about the Son of God being born, the Savior of the world, and bringing peace on earth, goodwill towards men, the angels singing, and some of the most beautiful music in the history of man has come through this incredible spirit of Christmas. So we have to get ready to say Merry Christmas and to have it in every store that we can. We let them know we want to hear those traditional Christmas hymns. And
yes,
we really, there's only so many times you can hear Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, only
yes,
so many times. But in any case, I always look forward to that bright light of Christmas. And when I grew up in the Midwest in Chicago, and the weather in the winter, sometimes we'd have some pretty harsh winters, but it was always warm as we got closer to Christmas.
Yeah, without a doubt. And speaking of the music of the season, I mean, could you imagine this season without music? I mean, there's just so something so intrinsic about about music and the season and how it goes hand in hand, and even people that you would think, I think it's always quite entertaining when I hear people who are of the Jewish faith that don't necessarily believe in Jesus will sing about Jesus. I think that's quite interesting, but it's really foretelling and demonstrative of the bridge that Jesus has between man and God.
Oh, there's no question. After all, who is the most famous Jewish person in the world that ever existed? It's Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
So
that's right.
Sense. And of course, the most popular Christmas song, secular song, but still about Christmas, White Christmas, is written by a Jewish person, Irving Berlin. And so it's a... it's universal. And this idea that somehow the Christmas holiday, this year is different because now we have wokeism attacking it. So, there's these same people that want to tear down history, tear down statues. Mm-hmm. Some of them want to tear away the Judeo-Christian construct that America was built on, that Christmas is a part of. And so... Mm-hmm. And music, of course, we live in a very crazy time where songs are being banned. One of them, a couple of years ago, they started attacking a song called Baby It's Cold Outside.
Baby It's Cold Outside, exactly.
Yeah, because somehow that was not compassionate enough, but certainly The woke crowd is going to attack anything that is theistic, that is praising God, talks about angels, talks about the virgin birth and the miracle of the birth of Christ. Of course they're going to attack that. But it's not going to matter because people know better, and there's a revival going on in the country of people turning to God, and I think it's going to continue.
And this is the wokistas have met their match, because the traditions of America are not going to go away quietly. And this is what we're starting to see. We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Yes, the noted legal analyst, best-selling author, and musician, the one and only James Herson, continues with us. James, just to put a bow on what we were talking about here, is that as you say, there is this this sense of revival is taking place, and that I call them bonfires of revival, just waiting to get full ignition and connectivity to where this could be an incredible conflagration for revival of the hearts of men. If we've ever needed it, it is now. I think Charles Finney once said that revival happens when it's most needed. And I think this is where America is. We've had these summers of lawlessness, all this craziness that's been going on, an upside-down world that these Wokistas have done everything they can to take reason out of the discourse and common sense out of the public square. And we're all paying a price for it. And I think America has finally, you know, had it with all that.
Well, yeah, you know, there's an old saying that says there's no atheists in a foxhole. And that's talking about, you know, people in an actual war. But there's obviously a spiritual war going on. And people feel it. They realize it. They know that that there is a global evil happening. And at times like that, when we know that, we begin for a search for spiritual goodness, and that search takes us right back to God. And when enough people turn to God at the same time, then miracles happen. And miracles are needed. Miracles are really needed. They're needed in all over the West, and particularly the English-speaking countries. We need miracles in Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UK, and America. And so, but it is, Charles Finney's quote is very timely for us. You know, as you said, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. I would say that oppression, tribulation is sometimes the mother of the awakening of faith.
Revival.
And that's kind of, you know, people are feeling it. I mean, our churches are packed. Part of the reason they are is because people missed them during the period they couldn't have them. And maybe that that was for a purpose. Maybe this is part of a plan. We don't know yet. But we still see, you know, it's funny because George Bush Sr. Said that he saw 1,000 points of light. I think his points of light are very different than what I'm talking about. But we
have
thousands of points of light in an otherwise dark world, and people just basically repenting, turning away from wickedness, turning towards good, changing their habits, getting more into prayer and church and the Bible, getting more into devotions. These are all things that are good for the family, good for the person, the individual, and good for the nation.
And bad for the elites, James, because the elites are freaking out. Because when you have the rise of the common man and righteousness reigning, the people will rejoice. And the elites are stifled when that occurs. And that's what they're freaking out about. And this is why the oppression and the totalitarian movements that, you know, the way they're being put upon the people, it's all a sign of that they realize that they're losing the battle here. Because common sense is starting to raise its head against these Wokistas, and it's common sense driven by their godly natures, as you say. And my prayer is, as the people are returning to church, is that the church would find itself a light of revival and a light of encouragement and relevance, so that they're not afraid to talk about these things that people need to hear about, because they're figuring, oh, you know, I've got to pay my my mortgage bill or take care of other things. I mean, God's in charge of that, and as God is in charge of all our finances, but the church especially, because these are the times where the churches need to be especially relevant. If if not, they're unnecessary. And, you know, Jesus made a big mistake, and I doubt that's the case.
I doubt that's the case. Their evil always falls. And the reason mm-hmm. that evil falls is because the way to God, the key to the pathway to the creator of the universe, the higher power, is humility. Mm-hmm. Well, what's the opposite mm-hmm. of humility? The original sin, the ultimate sin, pride. And the yes. evil that is attempting takeover all over the place is just filled with pride. And that's why there's an old maxim that the devil always overplays his hand, kind of using a poker analogy. But I think that's happening right now. We see evil overplaying their hand and engaging in schemes that are doomed, ultimately. Mm-hmm. But it yeah. is, we have to do our part, you know, with our seeking the truth, speaking the truth, acting out the truth. And, of course, we know who the truth is. He's the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
And the life.
So all we have to turn to him.
James, let's talk about Lecrae, your recent commentary
sure.
at jamesherson.com. You say a bright light in the hip-hop music world. Tell our audience about this.
Well, this is a guy, he's an amazing guy who, and I you know, not that I'm a fan of, you know, of rap or hip hop, but I'm a fan of Lecrae. Lecrae grew up in a fatherless home. His dad became a drug addict and a drug dealer. Lecrae himself became a drug dealer, but thankfully he had a faith-filled mom and a faith-filled grandmother. Mm. His mother gave him a Bible, and his grandmother, when his life got particularly dark, as it always will when you follow, you know, this hedonistic kind of lifestyle, and he, in fact, was dealing drugs, his grandmother got him to church. As a matter of fact, his mother gave him a Bible, and he carried it around as a good luck charm. When he was arrested on drug charges, the cops saw the Bible and said, you know what? I'll make a deal with you. I'm going to let you go if you follow what's in that book. Well, he agreed
wow.
to do it, but initially he didn't. But eventually he had an awakening, and he became the pioneer, the first that really made it as a Christian rapper. There were others before him, but he made it big and crossed over. And he's, as a matter of fact, go to my website, jamesherson.com. There's a YouTube video with this man's testimony. And you look in his eyes, and you know he's speaking the truth. He heard a pastor say, somebody paid a price for you. And the pastor told him about the passion of Jesus, and that was paid for him. And he said, oh, he said, I started thinking. You mean I have the kind of significance that someone would climb that mountain with nails in his hands and nails in his feet? And this is another inspiring conversion. And I think part of the reason that we know that Kanye West was talking about Christ, Justin Bieber, some of these pop figures, is because of Lecrae. He's also yeah. influenced a lot of athletes. Now the guy is out there. He's been strengthening fatherhood in the urban community. He's also out there with a series teaching financial literacy to young people.
Exactly. Wow.
So he's filling that back, and you and I have talked about this many times. Mm-hmm. That's not taught in school. People just have no idea what it is. What do they do? How do they handle stewardship over their assets, which is very important for their families? Well, Lecrae has stepped up, and he's teaching it. And I think it's
a
YouTube channel.
Yeah, meeting the need right where it counts, James. We got to leave it right there. James Herson, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here. Hey, James, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, huh?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. A blessed one to you and your family.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jury deliberations in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial continues Wednesday. Protesters demanding conviction are attempting to sway the jury with loudspeakers and boisterous comments. Many law experts say the prosecutors failed to deliver a case the jury can convict on. Journalist David Webb on Fox News says he's seen this mob mentality before.
I saw this in Ferguson. I was there the night the verdict came down outside the police station and the firehouse. And throughout the trial, they did the same thing in St. Louis. They tried to turn the jury. Good jurors won't go for this. Good jurors have the law.
The House will vote Wednesday on a resolution that both censures Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona and strips him of two committee assignments. Gosar is facing censure for his posting of a cartoon video on his Twitter and Instagram accounts showing the death of Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York and attacking President Biden. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and I'll tell you, it's great to have Megan Murphy with us because we're going to be talking about holiday entertaining. It is as easy as apple pie. You're going to celebrate the season with a spread that's bursting with flavor because, as we were just sharing, we love them apples, don't we, Megan?
We sure do, and this interview is going to be the apple of my eye.
Oh, we'll just keep it going. She's the author of Your Fully Charged Life, lifestyle expert, and she's got some favorite fall recipes. A little background here. You know, we all spent a lot of time perfecting our skills in the kitchen last year. And with the holidays just around the corner, it's time to show your family and friends what you've learned. Fall is peak apple season, and what better ingredient than apples to help you create the perfect menu for any gathering you're hosting, from preparing the perfect fruit and cheese board to mouth-watering appetizers and desserts. As I mentioned, the author of Your Fully Charged Life, Megan Murphy, is here to share her favorite recipes with the not-so-forbidden fruit at the center of it all. You see, after you see all this history and everything, apples sometimes, you know, they've got a bad reputation. Until you get involved with them, then you understand why they're so doggone good, right?
I love apples. I feel like apples are perfection. And this time of year is sort of my favorite between apple picking and apple orchards and all these amazing apple dishes. You can't even see it, Bill, but I'm wearing a top with apples on it. That's how much I like apples.
You're all in. No wonder.
Because you know what? Apples really are. They're naturally fat-free, naturally cholesterol-free, naturally sodium-free. You know, they're high in fiber, so they're really filling. It's just a great snack.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is you've brought a whole new art form and understanding to the conversation of apples, because you talk about choosing the perfect apple variety. Or, I mean, I've heard of wine pairing. Now we got apple pairing that really enhances your dish, right?
Oh, there's so many amazing pairings you can do with apples. I think the key is first starting with picking the perfect apple. You need to know what you're going to be doing with the apple. Are you baking with it, or are you doing a cheese plate with it, or are you just snacking? I love Snapdragon apples because they're really, really versatile. They're good for all of the above. They've got this monster crunch. They're really sweet with a hint of vanilla, and they're really good for so many different dishes. I have some fun takes on traditional holiday items. So for your appetizer, I love a charcuterie board. These have been all over social media. It's really a fancy cheese board, right? So you've got your different cheeses and your meats and your nuts. And I say, instead of the crackers, use apple slices. Snapdragon apples, they're so firm and hearty, and they just stay fresh and delicious on the board. And then if you're having that as your app, you're not filling up on all these carbs. You're just having this nice, light, and delicious base paired with your cheeses. I like the Snapdragons with the cheddars. Really, really good combination. I'm also putting apples in our stuffing. So we're doing, we have a recipe on snapdragonapple.com for this sausage stuffing that will make you want to eat turkey, because it is so, so good. And the apples have this, like, sweet vanilla-iness to them, with paired with the sausage and the bread. It's like this savory, sweet combo. It's just off the charts. I mean, my mouth is watering as I'm talking to you on the radio here.
I'm right with you. This is not fair.
Now I'm getting hungry.
I mean, yes, apples make everything taste better, and I love what you're doing here. Yeah, and plus, you know, it sounds really, you sound so intelligent when you say you have a charcuterie board, right? I mean, it's not just a cheese board.
Right,
I mean,
it's so fancy.
Yeah.
You want to impress your guests that you finally get to have over, or you're going to be like, okay, yes, that's the charcuterie board, right? I mean, it's very fancy.
Exactly.
And I'm also saying, I'm very controversial here. I'm saying skip apple pie this year because we have this recipe for caramel apple cookies. You don't even know. Like, you have to go to snapdragonapple.com for the recipe because they're insanely delicious. And what I'm saying is get the vanilla ice cream and make an ice cream cookie sandwich.
Oh, yes.
I mean, stop it, right? Hold the phone. What is better than that?
Yeah.
Getting very excited about the holidays. I'm very excited to be entertaining, very excited to be with my family, and very excited about them apples.
Yeah, and then you get to show off all these new ideas that you've had, and guess what? You're the talk of the season, right?
I mean, that's it. You can show off a little bit with all of your culinary skills. I'm known for my hacks, and I will also leave you with a little hack. I take one of my apples, I core it out, and I turn it into a cup, and I call it an apple sipper. And then I'll put a little bit of, for my kids, I do apple cider, and then we use a cinnamon stick as a straw. For the adults, you could do like a little bit of an Aperol spritz in the apple cup, and it is just delicious. Pairs very well with the charcuterie board, Bill.
Yes, exactly. We got to have the charcuterie board right there in the middle of all, because it has a tendency to be right in the middle, because people just love to come and graze around it. And it's such a conversation starter all at the same time. And when you have delightful options and food ideas like that that are laid out that are so creative, like I said, you're going to be the talk of the town. The neighbors are going to have charcuterie board envy like they've never had before.
Hostess with the mostest.
Well, there it is, I'm telling you. Well, Megan is author, editor, lifestyle, health expert, and hack master. She just shared with us. She's editor-in-chief of Women's Day with 20-plus year magazine career spanning titles, from Cosmo to Self to Good Housekeeping. Gosh, you've just done so much, Megan, and we're so grateful to have you come here and talk about, planning our holiday spread. And like you said, it's never too early to begin planning that spread, right?
It's not. And so Snapdragon apples in your area are available at Sprouts, and all of these delicious mouthwatering recipes that I've teased you with are available at snapdragonapple.com.
Okay, a couple more quick questions here.
Oh, sure.
Weather in the orchard, or in the produce aisle, how can we pick the perfect apple? Because that's always good. Because sometimes what happens, I will go and I'll pick an apple and I think, okay, that's great. But then you go and you get it home and you take a bite and it's, I don't like mushy apples.
Oh, like that.
And
really
sometimes
much,
you hit
yeah.
it. No, I want a hearty crunch, you know. That's my personal favorite. So how do we pick the perfect one?
Yeah, you got to be picky about your produce. So when you're in that produce aisle or you're in the orchard, you're looking, number one, for color. You want a bright red, shiny apple. You want to inspect it. You don't want any discoloration, any bruising, any punctures. Really inspect the apple and then give it a squeeze. If the apple is not firm, put it back down. You want a nice, firm apple.
Yeah, and don't do it like me. I mean, don't take a bite out of the apple and put it back. The produce managers, they get irritated. I don't understand why.
Yeah, no, Bill, don't juggle them either.
You've seen me at the store. You're giving away some of my secrets.
I know your secrets,
okay.
Bill. I know your secrets.
I know. Here it is. Nothing's hidden from you. You just know too much here, Megan. I'm being vulnerable over apples. We're talking apple pairings, all these great ideas, and my heart is opened up to you, and what do? You take advantage of me.
Well, they do call it the forbidden fruit. It's bringing out all of these secrets in you, huh?
There it is, I guess. Our audience is getting a lot more than they expected for this special interview. But, hey, why not? Let's have some fun. Any other favorite winter entertaining recipes you want to share with us here? We've got about a minute and a half left.
Oh, gotcha. So I love those apple sippers, and I love even going beyond eating apples. My kids, we use the apples as a stamper. So we make really sweet holiday personalized gifts. So we'll take our apple, we'll cut it in half, we'll use some fabric paint, and we'll either do it on a canvas bag, you could do it on wine bags and do like an apple print stamp, and then maybe personalize it with different initials for neighbors. I also love the idea of making a batch of apple butter, putting them in little jars, and also tying a little ribbon and a note on it and using that to gift to neighbors, teachers, you know, your postal workers. It's a really great time to personalize gifts, especially, for the holidays with DIYs and homemade gifts for friends and family.
Exactly. Well, we're going to celebrate the season with a spread that's bursting with flavor, all because of Megan Murphy. It's all her fault. Megan, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Sure. So Sprouts is your local store, and SnapdragonApple.com has all the recipes I'm sharing and lots of good info about all things apples, all things Snapdragon apples.
Well, she's the author of Your Fully Charged Life, and lifestyle expert Megan Murphy has been with us. Megan, have a great holiday.
You too, Bill. Thanks so much.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it.
Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out, call me out.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and standby for Chuck Bentley, the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Looking forward to the conversation with him, because we wanted to talk about how to prepare, you know, in this situation with these vax mandates and how it's affecting finances. I mean, it is devastating to think of all these people at a time when we have so many jobs to fill, when we need labor, and we're forcing people to leave their jobs who otherwise didn't have to leave. We needed them early on, right? And now it's been determined by the brain trust of our country that if you're not vaccinated, then you can't work. This is something that's going to be figured out in the courts and the potential liability down the road. And, of course, whenever you talk about the government, here you are. I mean, it's a strange circle here because you end up, in a sense, you're suing yourself for injury that was done because of the leadership. But that's where we, the people, you know, come into play. I mean, we're responsible. This is who we elected into office. We elected these people into office, and these mandates come along. So maybe through this whole process, we're growing all the wiser about just how important our vote really is and why we should make sure that it counts. Otherwise, we end up with these these kind of mandates that come down that defy some reason and logic. Like, only recently the CDC has even kind of thought, well, maybe we should talk about natural immunity. You know, people who have come in contact with COVID and their immune systems are holding steady. And initially, remember, they tried to really tamp it down and make it seem not all that significant. And their response was, well, you know, it might cover you for a couple of months. It's not expected to cover. I mean, where did you get that from? You haven't even done any studies on it. But that is their humble opinion that comes down the pipeline like it, you know, it's from God himself. This is the edict on high that it's, 4 to 6 weeks. And, of course, then you get all the, you know, parrot talking heads across the spectrum of our media echoing the same thing. And wait a minute, you don't know. You haven't done any studies. I mean, I'm a personal study myself, as I mentioned to you. You know, I contracted COVID back in March, and I have continued to, you know, get some tests to see how my immune system is doing. And a month ago, so that would have been, what, 6-7 months down the road, my doctor said, hey, your T-cell immune levels are still holding very strong. Don't get the shot. You don't need the vaccination because, as doctors will tell you, of course, they may not tell you this on TV because they may not be allowed to say it on TV. But this is why it's so important for HIPAA laws. Oh, yeah, HIPAA laws. Yeah, that's supposed to be, counsel and advice that is between you and your doctor. You know, when a doctor said, hey, you don't take medicine that you don't need. But, that logic and that part of the training that doctors, are trained by and adhere to in terms of doing no harm, I guess that's by the wayside because we have a government and we have a force within our health community that says, that doesn't count. You know, that doesn't come into play. And along with all the other stuff, you know, you can't take hydroxychloroquine, you know, because that's a bad thing because Donald Trump had it. You know, he brought it up because of the anecdotal expressions from the medical profession that said, hey, look at, hydroxychloroquine was working. You know, a case in point was, as I mentioned, this patient in Florida, South Florida. He was told by his doctors, "Hey, say goodbye. You're done. You know, tell your family you're on death's door. You've got maybe you're down to minutes." And then they come back and they say, "Hey, we're going to give you one last run at it. And hey, are you open for a little bit of an experiment? We have hydroxychloroquine, and are you willing to try that?" And he says, "Well, hey, what do I got to lose? I'm dying here. Let's try it." And so then what happens, he takes the hydroxychloroquine and within a couple of hours, you know, he's calling his family back and going, well, I guess, the projection that I might die was a little early and I'm doing great. I've turned it around. I'm feeling better. And he survived. Thank you very much. And there's other stories, countless stories like this. There were two doctors in Bakersfield, as you might recall, that Facebook and Twitter, you know, took them off the platforms. They didn't want to hear, you know, what was happening there. And these doctors had done, you know, a practical dive. And like everything that has to do with COVID, you know, it all turns out to be kind of a live experiment, right? Which is kind of amazing. But anyway, that's where we are right now with, trying to get down to the bottom of this. But these doctors are giving us incredible and brilliant information. And the Dr. Fauci's of the world and, you know, this community is saying, we can't deal with that. And then the government has the audacity to say, we don't understand why there's vaccine hesitancy. There's vaccine hesitancy because there's not a lot of credibility in it, not to mention the fact that you have all these people that are dying, over 16, now 17,000, I guess, according to the latest virus report. And, of course, that's suspect because are we getting all the numbers? Like, are we getting all the real numbers about COVID? And, you know, the thought came to mind, you know, in terms of these numbers, of course, they're hyper, you know, hyperbolic, and they've been worked in such a way that we're saying now 760, you know, million people have been infected by COVID, have died by COVID. But it isn't by COVID alone. I mean, many of those are come with comorbidities. So when you extract only those that died of COVID only, then it's less than 5%, which is half the number of people who die from the flu every year. So you know, you reason about this, you talk about it, you consider some critical thinking, you know, the community and those that I guess are in charge of the narrative, they want to cancel you. You know, you can't have this conversation. It's like you're just saying something that's so sacrilegious. You know, sacrilegious for what? I mean, all we're trying to do here is we want to work together to save people and do what we can to get on top of this. But I just think that there's just too many things behind the curtain that we're not being made aware of because the elites, like I said, the attitude of the elites is, you know, we ought to be thankful that they are in the position to lead the way, because we're idiots. We don't have enough common sense. We don't know better. They know better. All honor and glory to them. And they're going to tell us what to do and when, and that God forbid that we question it. And if we do, then they have their ways, you know, and now their new ways is, hey, you're out of a job. Well, some cases you can't even you can't even shop. You can't even go to restaurants now in some states unless you've got proof of being vaccinated. But I go back to these this VARS report that now says 17,000 people have died post vaccination. Well, you know, and it's interesting how they consider those numbers, because they say, well, you know, that's a minor number. It's kind of like the cost of doing business. Well, I guess that's a minor number, you know, if you're not part of that number. But if you are a part of that number, that 17,000 or a family member is part of that number, what's quite tragic, to say the least. And so, you know, somehow I guess it's okay that 17,000 people have died as a result of this vaccination, and we continue to move on with this. I mean, this is absurd. In this modern era, with all the information and the intelligence supposedly that's available to us, you know, this somehow is acceptable. You know, but hey, look at it. We don't say anything and we just go along and, you know, we lose our jobs and then we're out there and it's like, it's not like Joe Biden's cutting us a check, right? And it's kind of amazing because he relates, remember on the campaign trail, he related about his father, how his father was out of a job and how difficult it was for him and painful for the family. And you think, wow, you know, because of that experience, you would think he would have some compassion. But I guess that was so long ago, and he is so well healed financially with Biden Inc. and all the other stuff that he and his son and his family have been doing, that it makes no matter. So they're, you know, they're financially secure. They can handle $8 a gallon of gas. They can handle the inflationary numbers that are going up, that are pummeling us. It's okay, you know, for Joe Biden and people like him, because they have the finances to handle it. But what about everyday Americans? And this is what we were hoping to have Chuck on, so we're going to have to bring him back another day to talk about it. And, you know, Chuck's brilliant. I mean, with all the great work that they've done with Crown Financial Ministries and finances, he is absolutely invaluable. Because some of the questions that he will address when he comes back is, you know, how do I prepare, you know, possibly, you know, losing my job? What do I need to do? And also, will I be ineligible for unemployment benefits because I didn't, you know, take the vaccine? Am I counted out now? I can't even apply for unemployment. And, you know, what about just regular testing? Is that a consideration? In some cases, it's not. And then also the qualifications for religious exemption, and that's all over the place, which I think is quite interesting because one of the questions that has come up with people that are claiming religious exemptions, these people have the audacity, which it's illegal for them to even ask you, is, well, have you ever had any vaccinations as a child throughout your life? When you were in the military, for example, did you have any vaccinations? So if you had any previous vaccinations, they want to say that you are disqualified to claim a religious exemption. That's their thinking. Of course, they can't ask that question because it's, you know, we still have that uncomfortable thing called the HIPAA law, supposedly, you know, but somehow that seems to be, you know, set aside to accommodate their personal agendas right now. Well, I'm Bill Martinez. It's great to have you along with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us for more information on the show and all these great interviews that are there in our archives. Feel free to download them, share them with your friends and neighbors. And thank you for being part of the solution and not part of the problem.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.